What we welcome is the fact that an institution that was established to ensure that there is a rule of law, to ensure that there is justice in Zimbabwe, has delivered justice to the survivors of the perpetrators of the violence that took place in 2008. And that is a welcome move. It is also a welcome move in the sense that it brings some semblance of confidence in the institutions that are supposed to protect citizens and protect the rights of citizens. And as such, we welcome that move, because that confidence in itself will create a culture in Zimbabwe where people respect the rights of other citizens and they give importance to the sanctity of life. So we actually respect that and applaud that decision that has been made by the High Court, because it gives us an important message that no one is above the law, and we want that message to be continuously kept and fostered in the people of Zimbabwe.
What about the lack of full operation of the National Peace and Reconciliation Commission?
We hope that the National Peace and Reconciliation Commission is going to be operationalized. We understand processes are in place to make sure that it's operationalized. We understand Parliament advertised for people to submit their names, and we understand there's been a selection that has taken place. We see those processes and applaud such processes, but we say that's not enough. The commission has to operationalize. It has to be in place. It has to be resolved for it to operate without being biased, for it to operate effectively.